So is it standard to have so many orchestrators on a score? And like on Fast and Furious, I counted five, including you.
Yeah, you know, it used to be that it was just me.
Mm-hmm.
and then as time went, it's you know, and anyone that's ever worked with me knows that I'm very specific. I write out every single instrument for every single cue. There's not a whole lot of room to do much else with it. But the problem is that movies get squished at the end now more and more. And
mm-hmm.
So what happens is, even though for me to write it all, I can't do that any faster than I can. I've kind of hit the limit.
Right.
It's how fast I write. So I end up writing at about the same rate, except the problem is that the orchestration, basically what they need to do is get the music to the copyist. That time gets so compressed that I've written so much music that in one orchestrator or me and another orchestrator, there's no possible way that it could get just physically done in time. So it ends up being usually a few days before I'm conducting it. You know, that's when I finish writing. Sometimes the night before. I just conducted a session on Friday.
Oh, yes?
For another movie, and I was writing, yeah, the day before. And so, you know, it just, everyone's occupied, and sometimes we need to pull in one or two people at the very end. They only do one cue, for instance, and
mm-hmm.
just orchestrate on those. But fortunately, the orchestration on their side, the cues are really pre-orchestrated in a sense, because all the lines are written and all the, you know, everything from the clarinet to the Devisis and all the violins and the Devisis and the celli and the everything. I've never been able to let any of that go.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know exactly what it's going to sound like when I get up there to conduct it. So yeah, ends up being a burn for them. At least I know that it's going to be right when I get up there.
Exactly. So what can you tell me about your score to the movie Partition?
Ah, yes, that's what I was conducting.
Ah, yes, okay, cool.
Partition is a complete turn from Fast and Furious. It is a movie that takes place in 1947. It's
mm-hmm.
a romantic kind of epic set against war-torn India. It has a flavor of the East, but at the same time, it's very thematic. I would say the closest score that I've done to it would definitely be Children of Dune, where there's... It's very strongly thematic, but it has this a little bit of otherworldly quality to it at times.
Mm-hmm.
I play a lot of instruments on it. You know, there's all sorts of percussion, dolok, you know, djembes and tablas and on and on. And I
right.
play many different stringed instruments, including sitar and whatnot, and
mm-hmm.
bouzouki and all sorts of guitars. But the orchestra is really at the heart of it. You know, it's one of my favorites. I look forward to that one getting out there. I think people that enjoy my music, this will be one that I think will be up there for sure.
Cool. Now, you seem to record your scores at this recording place, Todd A.O.
Mm-hmm.
What's the appeal of that particular recording studio?
You know, Todd A.O. is fantastic. In fact, I recorded Partition at Todd A.O. as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's the largest room for an orchestra in the United States.
Okay.
So, it kind of goes along with my philosophy about not liking samples and things. I like natural,
mm-hmm.
just organic instruments. And for me, that room makes it so I can use natural reverb, the natural reverb of the room,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to recording an orchestra really dry and then adding all this reverb with a box or with a reverb unit or in the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather have less flexibility and a natural, better sound, and that's what Todd A.O. gives you. You don't have as much flexibility later. You can't take out the reverb because it's naturally in the room. It's such a big hall.
Right.
But I think the benefit outweighs any type of inflexibility. It sounds like an orchestra. It sounds live. It sounds like it's supposed to, in my opinion. So for me, that's the reason I go there. And there's others that believe as I do.
Well, that's good. Now, the reason sort of why I mentioned that, and I'm glad you sort of brought up the whole idea of the live sound, when I was listening to Fast and Furious in the car, which, by the way, is dangerous,
mm.
because I found myself my speed increasing as I was going down the highway. But anyway, my girlfriend and I were listening to the score, and she goes, you know, I can see the bows of the violins and the cellos moving.
Yeah,
with the music, and that and to me that was I said, oh, that's cool. I can do the same thing.
Yeah, it's the you know, as they call the audio engineers say, the image of the sound. Sometimes they call it the stereo image or the audio image of the sound is very sharp at Taddeo. It's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not slathering on all sorts of electronic, reverb units and things that kind of will take away the definition of the orchestra. It's just you put up microphones and you
mm-hmm.
record it, and because it sounds great, like why do anything to it?
Exactly.
and even on a score like Fast and Furious that has all sorts of things going on at the same time, you have drums and crazy guitars. You still, I think, get the sound of the orchestra still comes through. It's still an important part of it, and it's very natural. You know, there's people that would that are definitely on a different philosophical stance about how to record an orchestra or how orchestras are used. I'm a bit old school with that.
Okay. Well, now that both Tokyo Drift and the Partition are kind of behind you, what does the future hold for you?
Well, you know, I've got a number of movies coming up. The next one I believe to be released will be William Friedkin's new movie.
Ah, yes.
Called Bug, which is also very different from either of those two. It's an extremely polarizing, dense story that is all about paranoia and is a very extreme movie-going experience.
Mm-hmm.
that should be real fun. That's coming out. I don't remember. It's fall somewhere.
Cool.
And then I'm doing this film called Bangkok Dangerous with Nick Cage as the lead, directed by the Pang brothers.
Oh, yes.
And that's being shot right now in Thailand. And so that'll be wild. They're actually remaking their own movie that they shot before, that was in Chinese. So
mm-hmm.
This should be very interesting, and I'm teaming up with some people that I've worked with before on that as well. So kind of a different, Partition was kind of experimenting and, blending the Western sensibility of scoring and themes with India. That'll
mm-hmm.
be blending the ideas of themes with some Thai flavor in there.
Right.
So those are on their way.
Okay. Well, thanks very much.
Sure.
For your time today.
No problem.